This is record number 5 of series D16. The examples of submarine sounds, which you heard on records 1 through 4, were chosen because of their clarity and the lack of interference by background noise. In practice, however, you will often have occasion to listen under less ideal conditions. The sub you are trying to locate may be far from the hydrophone, and the sounds of its propellers and motors consequently weak. Or there may be a great deal of background noise due to unfavorable water conditions. As a result, the sounds from the sub may be either partially or completely lost. In order to give you practice in detecting submarines under these more realistic conditions, the several examples you heard on records 1 through 4 will be repeated. In some cases, the intensity of the sounds will be decreased until they are just barely audible, as if they were coming from a distant sub. In other examples, the background noise will be increased until difficulty is experienced in distinguishing the original submarine sounds. Listen closely at all times and try to pick out the sounds of the submarine. In the first example, you will hear the small sub that was heard at the end of record 1. It is running submerged, of course, at a speed of 5 or 6 knots. As was originally pointed out, the chief sound from it is the rhythmic swish of the propellers. At first, the sound is heard quite clearly, but it soon fades away in the distance, finally becoming lost in the general background noise. Again, the same sub. Now we shall begin with water noise only and slowly introduce the submarine sound. Thank you.
Oh,